on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Sounds like Sundays 5 till 7 PM.
Breakdown. This is Sally Shapiro. The
Breakdown. This is Vanity Fairy. The
Breakdown. This is Brody Chandler. The
Breakdown. I am Pictish Trail.
This is Meishi Meishi. The
Breakdown. This is Catherine Joseph. The Breakdown.
This is Dan Mangan. The
Breakdown. And you're listening to The Breakdown.
I've reached the age where all of my idols are dead. There might be a few left, what a nightmare. I vicariously live for these, though, for so long, it's unfair. If I was catatonic, I'd say let me get it. Whenever I snort hands, I think Ozzy did it. Mate, he's still alive. That's the kind of vitamins we need to exercise. Respect your ancients. The older generations had patience that we can't possess. We're collectively a mess. They fought prohibition, World War I, World War II, and quite possibly World War III. Now you can't tell me that granddad's not allowed 20 to 30 pints a night. Let him have it! Sweet nectar of dopamine. Forever. The world is weird and you exist. The world is weird and I exist. The world is fermenting in a way.
Afternoon to you. It's The Breakdown. It is the 29th of March, and that was Psychedelic Porn Crumpets.
It was. We haven't heard from them for a while, have we?
No. Weird World Awoke is their first music for actually just a year.
I don't think we played them last year, though.
Did okay. I think they had an album in the summer of 2023, The Back.
We ignored now. It.
Yes. Fronzoli was the name of that one. Their new album is called Carpe Diem, Moon Man. That's a great name. That's a brilliant name. Brilliant, brilliant name. There are some great names coming up on The Breakdown today. One in particular I'm looking forward to later, and I've not shown it you yet. We're going to have an album of the week by Perfume Genius.
We are. Perfy G.
Perfy G. Lucy D.
Yeah.
Is getting an album. I had an album out yesterday as well, so we're playing her book club single in a bit. Great grandpa album. Death Haven. It's a big one. Big yeah. What you got?
Destroyer album, Sacred Pause of album, course. Spelling as well.
Spelling. Okay. All right. And you, we're on in the face of all this new music, mm-hmm. are determined for your first song to be one from last week.
No.
Oh.
It will be coming up, but not my first song.
I thought it was going to be Slave.
I've ruined that for you.
Yeah, you have a little bit.
Well, I can play it if you want.
No, it's very good. It's very good, but give us something else instead.
Yeah, tease it. No, something else from another album out this week, I thought I'd go with next.
All right.
One I didn't mention there. Snapped Ankles.
Stankles?
Snankles. yeah. What is their album called?
Oh, it's Furious, Something Times Furious Dancing.
Hard Times Furious Dancing is the name of it. Oh, yes. Wait,
which one have you got from that?
Oh,
no, it's
all right. We've conferred about this.
No, you play whichever one you've got.
Personal Responsibilities is the track I've got from that.
That's the second track, isn't it? I was listening to that on the walk up to Offbeat last night. Let's go for that then.
Let's go for that. Let's go for something from last week's album of the week from the Horrors, which I will let you choose.
I'm going to have to. Yes. All right. Let's do this.
Begin.
You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
So that was actually quite representative of the gig they played on Thursday night.
Was it? Us.
Yeah, it was only three of them, only 45 minutes, but they were. It was very, very good. Promoting the album, which I said to you.
You did? You said?
Nightlife. I reckon it's got an outside chance of getting into the top 15.
Hmm.
Well, I was quite close with that. Number 16.
16.
Number 16. It was a busy gig at the Brudenell last week. They've got announced a tour later on in the year, and they are headlining a couple of festivals, aren't they? Will
more than three of them turn up?
I think so. They did say it straight away. I think they might have got a bit of a bad reception on a couple of the other nights, because Faris, on the first moment thing he said this is a stripped-back ambient horror half of the band. But it was good. It was good. And Nightlife is a very good album, and you've just heard from it, When the Rhythm Breaks. We are going to have now Perfume Genius. Perfume G's, is it sixth or seventh record?
I don't have that information to hand. Let's say sixth or seventh.
I'll do it. I'm going to have a look.
Me talk about it.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what it's called. Well, I've got the title. Glory is the name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Clean Heart was a single that came out this week in the run-up to the release, just a couple of days before, and it is very good. Are we going to follow this with something else as well while you look for that?
Are you going to go back to...
One, two, three, four, five, seven. Six. Oh, seventh. It is seventh.
Seventh. Glory follow-up to Ugly Season from 2 years ago. Should we do the Sleigh Bells?
Okay, let's do that. I have that lined up. Yes, there's a track from last week, brand new track from Sleigh Bells called This Summer. We'll follow Clean Heart from Perfume Genius. You didn't fade me back up, did you?
We did a test. Go on.
Rolling undercurrent, I used to hide out for days, holding every note until it breaks. Makes a clean heart when you're miles away from home, and the dream is gone. It's only dust kicked up and lost, finding an end in some. Downstream, held from beneath, until the body rebels.
Good citizens of Sheffield, this is Matthias from The Burning Hell, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
This summer.
I'm not giving that 10 out of 10 Interpols.
You're not?
No, I think that's only about a 7.
I'd say 8.
Yeah, that's not for people who might not understand. That's not a disrespecting of the song.
Absolutely not.
It is just how similar to a sleigh bell song that one did.
Yes.
Now, is that more on the melodic side? More calmer one. So
less abrasive.
I'm going 7.
Okay.
7 on that. But it's good.
I think it's good.
I think that needs the pre-release hat trick bell.
It does indeed. I was going to tell you to do that. It's that one.
That one. Right.
Because their album, Bunky Becky Birthday Boy, is out next Friday. And that was this summer, the third single to be taken from it, and third single to be played on the breakdown.
Yeah. Perfume Genius before, with something from 7th album, Glory, which is out yesterday on Matador, and you heard a single which came out earlier this week.
You did, Clean Heart.
Clean Hearts. There'll be another one from that later on in the show. Been debating how to say this name of this band.
Yeah, good luck.
This was sent through by a friend of the show, John, Johnny G, Mr. Gittis, who lives up in Bradford. He sent through Finlay a few weeks ago. He's
trying to get into trouble with Ofcom, isn't he?
He's trying to get me into trouble because he sent me a... it's a duo of cousins, Australian cousins. Austrian cousins, Laura and Hannah, who operate under the name Cousins Like Sheet.
Yeah.
That's what.
Yeah, like Sheet.
Yeah, but with an I. They've had a few albums and a couple of EPs in the past. Yesterday was the first I'd heard of them, and I'm glad that I did, because their new record, Permanent Earthquake, came out. And it's very, very good. I'm going to play you a track from it now, which I am certain you are going to enjoy. And I challenge you to follow it with another new artist, if you can.
I can do that.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Cousins Like Cheat with Sober at the Club from their album Permanent Earthquake. They are touring that record, but not in the UK. I think that must just be... I'm looking at that.
They have played in the UK. They definitely played last year in the UK.
Are they all Austrian names?
Well, Salzburg and Innsbruck definitely are. So, yeah, I assume all the others are. I
think so. But album out.
Vienna as well.
Very good. I challenged you to put a...
You did. I thought we were going straight into something.
Sorry.
It's okay. I can talk about it now.
Okay, go on.
I've got a new artist for you.
All right.
They're a New York duo, buzzing New York duo, called Jennifer.
I've got that one on my
list. You've got that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have heard this track.
It's Old Grimes.
It's Old Grimes.
Is it about Old Grimes?
Kind of. I mean, there's a line in the chorus about this. Do you mind?
Sorry, I've just...
Was that a preview of it there? Yeah. There's a line in the chorus about listening to Old Grimes, but all the song isn't about Old Grimes. Mm. But it is about Grimes.
Okay.
Yeah. Old Grimes from Jennifer.
I can feel you dying. Babe, I feel you trying. I see you smiling. Had a dream about disaster, carved into the plaster. Too much Ari Aster.
Wait, hold on.
Also had a Grimes lyric in there. Old Grimes from Jennifer. That's comma Jennifer question mark. And their album is in fact called comma Jennifer question mark. Out on the 25th of April.
Like that.
Good.
Are you doing your Treble 7 now?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm going to do it. There'll be a new artist in the middle of this from an album that came out yesterday by Chloe Moriondo. And there will also be a track from the album by Sacred Pause, also came out yesterday. But I'm going to kick it off with another new artist for the show, Sparkle Mammy.
Nice.
It's the stage name of Ariella Granados, musician from Texas, currently based in Chicago. And this single, looks like it's a standalone single, came out yesterday, is called Touch.
Thank you. The Breakdown. Treble 7.
That,
yeah, that was 10 intervals out of 10 on the Sacred Post track there. That's from their third album that came out yesterday. It is called, should have had that in my head, shouldn't I, Joel? Jump Into Life, it's called. Jump Into Life was the third album, Sacred Post, first in 6 years, out on Mogwai's Rock Action label, and that was Through the Dark. In the middle of that, Abyss, first playing the breakdown for Chloe Moriondo, who's up to her fourth album.
Fourth? Okay.
Rory Moriondo is a obviously an artist, but also YouTuber with 3 million subscribers.
Mm.
Right, the loop.
That's how they do it now.
That's how they do it. That was Abyss, and we kicked it off with Sparkle Mammy, also a new artist, and a new track called Touch.
Right, I'm going to play my longest track of the day now, as is my right, after a treble seven. And I'm going to go to Avalon Emerson, who we thought was a new artist, but wasn't.
Apparently
but kind of is, because a couple of years ago when we played her, she put out a kind of a dream pop album. And that was very different to her previous work as a dance producer. And she's gone back to that now. The dancey stuff. Dancey stuff.
The dancey
stuff.
How
old shall I? How old do I sound? but new album is called Perpetual Emotion Machine, which is a brilliant, brilliant name. And this is the second song from it, Treat Mode. And this goes.
So you go dancey.
Got a womp. We'll be right back.
Yes, let's do that, Joel.
Treat Mode there, Avalon Emerson, from an album coming out soon called Perpetual Emotion Machine. Okay, let's do a double now. What are you going to have?
Well, have you got something? Should we tick off some albums that came out this week?
Okay, well, oh, well, all right, let's do that. Let's tick off a couple of albums. So what have we got?
I'm going to play something from the Girl Puppy album.
Right, that means I don't have to play anything from that. And you know what? Can I play something from an album that came out last week, which is very good, and will be in the new artist's Private Lives? Can I do that?
Well, what we could do is tick off two albums from last week that we should have played something from then.
Let's do that.
We missed Jeffrey Lewis last week.
No.
We did?
Oh, ridiculous.
We mentioned it on the show. We said he got an album.
We should play then.
We should. Yes, so a track called Movie Date will follow this one.
Private Lives, who I would prefer if we went the other way around, because I came across this on the Rosie Overground Overdrive blog, and it's very, very good. I think they're Australian. Pretty sure they're
Why do you want it the other way around?
Australian. No, they're from Montreal. This album came out last week. It's called Salt of the Earth, and it's strong all the way through. So, which one have I gone for? I've gone for On My Own.
This is Meishi Meishi, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Each time we try to have a movie date, dear, each time we try to watch some kind of flick, it's hardly half an hour that I wait, dear, before your tired head drops like a brick. Does Bill Murray's day repeat forever? Does Humphrey Bogart ever find the gold? Will Annie Hall and Woody stay together? I learn all these things myself while you're out cold. that head starts swinging with that same old motion. And it's hardly even 9:30. Soon you're bobbing far away out on the ocean, and I'm left lonely watching movies on the dock. To feel my loved one's head rest on my shoulder can be a cozy feeling, to be sure. But only when we're sharing, feeling closer, not when you've slipped a million miles from shore. Why must your head turn mighty as an anvil when movie watching hour comes around? It just becomes so heavy and substantial, it lolls and rolls and then it crashes down. That head starts swinging with that same old motion, and it's hardly even 9:30. Soon you're bobbing far away out on the ocean, and I'm left lonely watching movies on the dock. It used to be we'd rarely get through movies, 'cause loving passion swept away our patience. Epics or shorts, we still couldn't get through these. We'd miss the end, just whatever their durations. Till with more time spent at work and less for kisses, I thought at least we'd now watch movies till the end. But sad to say, that's still the part she misses. I guess we wouldn't even get through them just as friends. We love to be together, that's for certain. There's deep communication in our hearts. But when each morning we discuss Hitchcock or Bergman, we only talk about the way each movie starts. 'Cause that head starts swinging with that same old notion, and it's hardly even 9:30. Soon you're bobbing far away out on the ocean, and I'm left lonely watching movies on the dock.
From the even more freewheeling Jeffrey Lewis, that is obviously Jeffrey Lewis, and Movie Date.
That's 10 out of 10 in polls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was it before? It was Private Lives, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. First play on the breakdown.
Yeah. Salt of the Earth, the album, and that was a track called On My Own. And really, it's a strong album from top to tail.
I'm going to listen to it later.
Yeah. Time for two more in this hour if I get a move on with this one. Sorry Girls are a Montreal-based band. Actually, Private Lives were from Montreal as well. This is a song from their, I think it's going to be their third record, Dreamwalker, which is out in a couple of months' time, inspired by Fleetwood Mac's Tusk era. And, yeah, called Ricochet. Didn't say that. Will do now. It's great.
Time you'll not run.
Short did sound like Fleetwood Mac. Sorry, girls. Was the name of that, Ricochet. It's all going off here. All you've got to do is introduce the Bug Club's new song. That's all you've got to do.
Yes.
Don't make it so dramatic.
Sorry. Yes, the Bug Club signed to Pop, didn't they, for the last album? And they're releasing another one less than a year after the last one. Very Human Features is the name of it. Coming out a bit later this year. This single came out this week, and it's called Jealous Boy, which gives us just enough time to decide which Four Chord Classic we're going to give another play to this week.